And I don't like to speak about an Indian, but to say important Indian, maybe I could say most important Indian, the Emmet, the Vedas Hashem, and Yiddish type. Every Indian is important. Davening is important, the learning is important, the Midas is important. And I don't want to speak about an Indian really that I think it's coiled everything. It's about davening, about learning, about Midas. And I think it's going to be a schlissel to all of those Indianim. I think we have the right to say it's talking about the most important Indian. The Medrash in Tehillim tells a story about somebody who had a son, and he hired for his son a tutor to teach him different umniyas, different trades. And after a while, the son came home and he knew many different trades. There was one trade that the son did not learn. So the father asked the teacher, "Why don't you teach my son this trade?" So the teacher said, "Listen, don't you notice? Don't you see your son is missing a finger? Without that finger, he can't do this particular trade. So what's the use of teaching him this trade?" And then the magister said, "I said a Marjika understanding." So the magister, when the Eibishter wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim came and they had tainus. We want the Torah. So the magister, "Kach Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu Malachim. Ein HaTorah Miskayem Eslachem. You can't get the Torah, Malachim. Lama She'ein Beinechem Tiryah V'Rivya V'Nisa V'Tuma V'Chayli. You can't get the Torah. You're missing that finger. You're missing all of these things." The Medrash obviously is teaching us something very important. We learn partially what the Medrash means to say is that they don't have all these mitzvahs. They can't do these mitzvahs. They can't do Rivya. They can't have the Nir of Tum and Tahara. But I think the Medrash is teaching us something a little deeper. Something that really, I think it's a big story, the Yisayr HaChayim. The Medrash also says, why can't a Malachim at the Torah Ela Kulchem Kedaisim? Because Malachim are all hailing. Now to me and you, this is very modern. Torah HaKedaisim, we realize in the saga of the Kedusha of Torah. So if Malachim are Kulchem Kedaisim, that's more of the reason they should get the Torah. And from the Medrash it seems like that, because the Malach is Kulchem Kedaisim, it's the Kulei Kadesh, they can't get the Torah. And that's very strange. Shouldn't a person, somebody with Kedusha get the Torah? So I want to tell you what I think the Medrash is teaching us, and like I call it, I think I can really say it's Yisrael Yisaidus. Now though, we're Zaycha to Chafetz Chaim, somebody that makes tremendous things for Klal Yisrael, his Torah, his Avodah, his Chesed. And the Emes, if you think about it, what Chafetz Chaim, what the impact he had on Yiddishkeit in the years that he lived on this world, what he changed the world. Do you ever wonder what made the Chafetz Chaim the Chafetz Chaim? What from a bacha, Yisrael Meir HaKoyin, a regular bacha like all of us, what made him eventually the Raske Bahag, the Chafetz Chaim, the Heilige Chafetz Chaim? What was the Nakuda? What was the secret of his success? If they would ask us this question, I guess we'd have different answers. Maybe we think it's Hasmada, Yerushamayim, Chesed. They're all taka wonderful midas. Rabbi Yochim in the Sefer Das Torah in Parashat Vayetze, he asked this question. So what made the Chafetz Chaim the Chafetz Chaim? Look, Rabbi Yochim, you know what the answer is? You know what made the Chafetz Chaim the greatest Chafetz Chaim? Because he was an action. That's an answer that we never even think of saying. What does that mean, action? You know, Hasmada. You know, Midas, you know, Yerushamayim. What is action, and what is the understanding that action makes a Chafetz Chaim a Chafetz Chaim? I once saw in the Siddur HaGra, at the end, they have the Keserai, different memoriam, different things from the Chaim Volozhiner. So they bring one of the memoriam, he says there, that the Goyin once said two words, action Yatzliach. The action, the stubborn person, he'll be Matzliach. Again, we find that word action, a word that the Bechalam are familiar with. What is an action? Why is an action really the Yisayid of Hatzlacha? Over the years, I have the tremendous chutz. I spend my time in yeshiva, and I have this chutz of dealing with yeshiva life, learning from them, watching them grow, learning up gute Sache from Zay. There's one thing that I see it over and over again, and it bothers me. It's really a makar of a lot of Adlas Nefesh. And you see it happens in different kufis, it happens the same thing, like a pattern almost. You can see Bachum B'nai Aliyah, and I mean it's Emes B'nai Aliyah, people that have a Se'ifa for Ruchmiyah, they have a Se'ifa for Vaxing in Torah, they really Mevaxi Hashem. And over the years, you see them growing, and then at the end, the Seifers, Leider, they don't become what they really wanted to become. They don't really Steigreich the way you hope that they would have their hearts gestiegen. And they really hurt. People that, I'm not talking about Fakir, Sambas, and Zechaim, people with Emes B'Rachim, Emes Mevaxi Hashem. And unfortunately, you don't see all of them really ending up the way you really want them to see. And it comes to my mind always what Maral says, "V'isi banim, I see children, or Maral, his time, ashalibam kipischei shalulam." That they had a heart, they had a yicholus that was as great as a pesach shalulam, which Chazal Rashi said that about the Kiva. Tremendous yicholus, tremendous opportunity, big koiches, and Dr. Maral, atru'i l'kal b'kala tarakula. These people have Yechaylis Mekalakala Tarakula. But what happens after Maral V'achisam Nevdu? The mice from them that gone is they don't make it. V'hoyu Kishar Amei Ha'ara. And these people that have laid, that's the Suach Ke'ulam, it's a Mavel V'gezach, that the Kidah Zamajega, they end up nothing. So after Maral Chai Hashem Tzvakais, I swear, in Ein Rayu L'Kroya Alzeh Kishar Yishar Yishar Yishar. When you see such things after Maral, you have to rise clear, just like you see a Sefer Torah that's Nisra. And that's what we see sometimes. We see people, B'nai Aliyah, with tremendous osid, and it all amounts to what, like the Maral says, Ru'uyim l'kroya aleyem k'sefer Torah that's Nisra. And it's very painful. But where did they go wrong? If you see people that really mean it, they really mean it, why do we see that they don't vaxax the way they really wanted to? And it's not a problem only, it's been a great many years, it's in a person in his own life, in his own year, his own zman, you see the same thing. The person comes up to a new zman, and he really wants to make this man. And again, he means it, we're not talking about some people that are some wasting their time. And very often they don't end up the way they started out, the way they wanted to. And again, the same question, you bother, so what are they missing? Why is it that we see people from B'nai Aliyah becomes, like the Maral says, such a terrible sight? I once spoke here a number of years ago, I spoke about caste, about the sakana of caste, and we spoke to the Ikka, we try to show that every person has the yicholus to be, to control the mid of caste, to work on the mid of caste. He brought many rayas, as Hashem. So after I finished speaking, after Maya, a bach, an older bach, a grad came over to me, and he looked very disturbed. I said, "Shmuel, what's the matter?" He goes, "I heard what you said, you speak nice and so on, but it's not true." "What do you mean it's not true?" He said, "I myself," and this is Lashon, I remember the Lashon, it goes back a number of years ago, "I'm a Kaisen by nature, I'm a Kaisen, Ben Benoishel Kaisen. My parents are divorced because my father is a Kaisen, my grandparents were divorced because my grandfather was a Kaisen, and I'm a Kaisen by nature. And you bring all those riots that you could control caste, it's not true. I'm telling you, I know better. I have it, and I tell you, I can't control myself." And here again, you see the same situation. And this person really wanted to control this caste. He really wanted to control that terrible need of that ace of caste. But he's making a mistake. But what's his mistake, Taka? Why do we see people that try to do things, but they don't always find that slach that they're looking for? What are they missing? What is the person that Ben Aliyah missing? He doesn't end up the Ben Aliyah. You know what he's missing, Rabbi Yisai? He's not missing Chesik. He's not missing Se'ifa. He's missing one thing. He's missing Akshanis. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Rav Shulzeh HaTzadik Bevrach, he used to tell over a story. He stayed over very, very often. At the time, I thought it's a nice story and it's a beautiful story. When I got old, I realized it's not some Maisa. It's really a Yisoy that a person has to take with him for Gan Tzlevin. The Chayza from Lublin, as we know, was nothing about Ruch HaKodesh. He had Lichtiga Eugen, he saw things that nobody else saw. And he had one chush that, after the Yom Narayim, he had the chush that if somebody would come to him He could tell the person, if he wanted to know, what that person was misfollowed for during the Yamun Arayim, and also if Lamaisa his tefillah will be miskabel. And people, of course, are very scared to ask him this question, but there's one person who wasn't from his Talmidim, he decided, you know, let me take a try. He says, no, tell me, what did I daven this Yamun Arayim? So the Chayit looked at him and said, you daven Dennis, you all your life, you sat and learned, you were curling the man. The family got bigger, so all of Hanasa was weighing heavy on your head, and you left. You had to stop learning Rachmana Lassan a whole day, but you still have to raise Matari, you learn many, many hours, but you don't have a full day of learning. This Yom Rayayim, you will misbow to the Abishad that you should be able to get back. That's cause of learning Yom Havalaila. It's Panas is hard for you. You want to be able to sit and learn a whole day. And the person turned white. Mamish realized that the Chayda saw everything but Diyak what he davened for. And his hand is shaking and he says, Nusa, tell me, what did they say to my tefillah? What did Makab my tefillah? Can I go back to my learning? So the Chayda told him, you know, in Shemayim, the Malachim are laughing. What are they laughing about? Do you think that in Shemayim, we don't have a few groshkes, we don't have a few dollars to give you so you can sit and learn a whole day? But by the Eidister, it's more chav of those few hours that you learn, that you fetch from here a minute and here an hour, at night, in the morning, in the afternoon, between work, those few hours that you fetch to learn, by the Eidister is more chashiv than what you learned till now a whole day. Because you work so hard and you really mean it to chavar every minute. But that, by the Eidus, is more chashiv than what you did till now. And this is very much an important insight. I think that every Bet Torah has to really take to heart. If you ask a person, "Nu, tell me, how was your week?" You see a person on Shabbos, "Nu, how was the week?" I had my ups and downs. Sunday was a great day. Sunday I learned the whole day. I had such a basic and such a smother. I'll tell you the truth, I even learned Ben Hashem. It was so smart. Monday, that was a terrible day. I came to yeshiva, I had no chesik, I had something in my mind, I had a tear, I had a little headache. And it didn't go. I tried, but forget about that. Tuesday was a great day. And that's the way he describes it the week. And that's a big mistake. What we call ups and downs, what we call a good day, what we call a bad day, is really not always endless. Because we haven't understood what it means when a person learns when he doesn't have a chesik. Can we imagine in Shemayim how chashiv it is when a person walks into yeshiva and he has no chesed to learn because he sees he's not getting anywhere, and he looks at his chava who's doing much better than him, he looks at that person who has a better situation, and he feels like he has no shayfet, but he'll do it anyhow because he's able to do chesed, like Yisra Bayam of Alayla. So we have an assumption that the Monday when a person wasn't into learning, and he had no chesed to learn, but when he did learn anyhow, that's so much more chashiv than the Sunday he learned with the Gevaldige Chesik. In other words, Amnas and Peregimu states, Toiv Echad Vitzar, Mimei Eshelai Vitzar, which is very simple to understand. A person learns 1 hour Mitei Chak, without a Chesik, without the Ratzim. That's more than 100 hours than a person learns with a Chesik. And it's something that any Bar Seichel understands. Isn't it more chashiv that Monday, where the Monday which you hoping was over already? Isn't that Monday when you had no chesed to learn? Isn't that a lot more chesed than the Sunday when everything was so geschmiert? The Stipler in one of his letters in Michtav Chav Zayin, he writes, Kol Adam u'befrat b'tzirus, to every person, as profound as young he is, yerefai tkufai tkufai sh'aliyas v'yiridis. He has what we call his ups and downs. And listen what he says. V'ikra avoydas habariyiz barach hu bizman hanafila. The ikra avoydas Hashem is those bad days. And then he says, when a person is stuck in those bad, what he calls bad days, in those tzveret, in spite of the fact that he has no chesik, the disciple is telling us a thing that if you think about it objectively, you see how pashut it really is. The day when we don't want to learn, the day when you don't have the chesed, when it's hard to learn, that's really our ops, that's really our good day. When a person strengthens the chon, when a person puts in the effort, the extra effort, to the day he doesn't want to learn, he has no chesed to learn, that's the day That's what Chazal meant, Toiv Echad Bitsar, Meir Shalai Bitsar. And this is Maisim Mechol Yoyim. A person wakes up and he has no chesed, and he doesn't really want to get involved in learning. And what do you say to himself? No, okay, today I'll forget about it. I'll start tomorrow. He doesn't realize what he's losing out today. He doesn't realize the oitzer that's licked him today. Because today he has a matzav of toiv echad bitzar, mimeya shaloi bitzar. Today he has a matzav of chazal mafsiachas, lefum tzara agra. That today is a diamond. Today is a day that every hour learning today is like 100 hours in a different day. Today really is a great day. Today is a day that we say was our good day. And this is really a first measure. The pasuk says in Bereishis, "Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa, v'hinei toiv ma'od." Toiv ma'od is not toiv. Toiv ma'od is very, very good. Rebbe Chazal, what does that mean, toiv ma'od? From the whole Bria, the Abishah says that there's something that's toiv ma'od. So perhaps the Magister Rabban Pasha says, what is toiv ma'od, Rabbi say? What is something that's very good? The Medrash has an answer which is very, very surprising and very puzzling. Zot the Medrash, Toiv Ma'od. You know what the Toiv Ma'od is? Zeh Yetzahara. You hear that? I'm not making a mistake. It's not Yetzahara. Zeh Yetzahara. Yetzahara of all things is Toiv Ma'od. And to us, it's Mirab Sinigra. What is Yetzahara? Taivis, Smutzig Taivis, and Kaf. And Lashon Hara, and all the bad things that we work our whole life to uproot. And the Medrash is saying that's not only Toiv, but from the whole Bria, that's Toiv Ma'od. Is that Toiv Ma'od by you? Is a Chesik and a Ratzon to do Averis? Is Rabbi Taiv, is that Toiv Ma'od? Drop the Medrash, yes, that's Toiv Ma'od. And the Mashon, Mesef, the Sukkot, that's in days is mad, what does that mean? Why is it Toiv Ma'od? To Toiv Tzadikim. Why? Because when a person has the Yetzirah and a person has a taiva to do something wrong, when he has a taiva to say the word he shouldn't say, when he wants to get angry at somebody, when he wants to battle no learning, that Chazal told us that's Toiv Ma'od, because that's where Hatzlacha lives. When a person looks at somebody, he's mekana somebody, and he's oimed in that Nisayon, Chazal is telling us that's Toiv Ma'od. And we can't even understand this. We have no understanding of what this is supposed to mean. Yetzahara should be called Toiv Ma'od. Because by us, a day that we have no chesik is a bad day. But Chazal is teaching us that's Toiv Ma'od. That is our good day. That's our up. Because in a day that a person stops it and he thinks he's going to do what's right, whether it's in learning or in nidah, that's Toiv Ma'od. That's where the Hatzlacha lives. Because Chazal mafsiach us that Toiv Echad Bitzar, Mimei Yisroi Bitzar. We look at a week and we have our good days and our bad days, but it's not Emes. The day that a person comes to Beis Medrash and he feels this day is going to be the bomb of the day, then he's making a mistake, because this is a day that's really Toiv Ma'od. It could be Toiv Ma'od. If he'll use his seichel, it will realize that, like the disciples, the ikus avoidus avoidus baruch is dafka in this man of the nesila. Is dafka when he has no chayyim? Is dafka when he feels that he's not going to make it in that day? And the mashal takes it a step further, and he says a mavel b'kizach. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, "Lasid lo by the avis is going to shech the yitzahara," and halabu boichem tzadikim will cry when the avis is shech the yitzahara. Why should a tzaddik cry when the Yetzirah is shechted? So Rashi learns mitoch simcha. He's so happy he'll cry. Zot the mashal, it's not emes. From the lashon gemara, it's mashal they're going to cry mitoch tzad. Fred the heilige mashal, so why should a tzaddik cry? A tzaddik who knows the sakana of taivis, a tzaddik who knows the ra of kas, a tzaddik that knows what bittul Torah is, and finally being parted from the whole thing. He's part of a Yetzirah, so why in the world should he cry? Zot the mashal, you know why he's going to cry? Because he's losing Toiv Ma'od. He's losing that gelegenheit of Toiv Ma'od Yetzirah. Al kain mitzayin, that's why the deacon will feel bad, darigasai, ubebitulai. Why should they cry? Sayuchlu oid liskais al yodai. Because the deacon realized that the Yetzirah is Toiv Ma'od. And every Nisai and every opportunity when a person has an Asiyah do the wrong thing, that's Toiv Ma'od. And when is that going to end? When is that time going to end? When the Eibush will shech the Sahara. And then they're going to cry. We're losing out on those good days. Those golden tags, those gewaltige tags, those time mois days, we're losing that out. To us, we have good days and bad days. But Chazal looks at it totally differently. And Avad, we daven every day, and we should daven al tibyeno le nisayin, we don't want nisayinis. And there are many Chazal that tell us a person can bring himself to nisayin. It's also to bring yourself to nisayin. But Lamaisa, when a person does find himself in a situation, in a difficult situation, and he knows the Eibushter wants him to be right there, and he can't help himself, you have to realize that's a matzav of Tov Ma'ariv. A disciple in a different letter, Mechtav Gimel, says, Divrei Chazal Kodesh Kadoshim She'amru Lefun Tzara Agra V'chol HaNisyonos, all the difficulties, V'hatzar and the pain, V'yigiyos She'yesh La'odem Ayidei Eisik HaTorah, all those shvetayim that we call bad days of discipler, who are maybe the disciple Hatzlacha Gedolah. And it's kind of chiddush, because Chazal Mafiach is in so many different places. The Ikka, that what the Mishnah and others said, from Sarah Agra. When you come, we'll realize the good days and our bad days. We'll realize what days, the days that we thought, this is forget about this day, I'll wait till tomorrow. The days that we think that these days are not the days I like, that I'm looking for. But when a person does it anyhow, when a person stands on in those hard days, oy, is that going to be chashev? It's my oy, is that going to be good days? The pasuk in Kehelet, "Leim haMelech the Chacham mikol Adam, Av Chachmati Omdali." My Chachma will remain with me. Zot the Medrash, Torah shelamadati ba'af. The Torah that I learned, that Melech learned ba'af, when he felt the af Hashem, when he felt Kaviyachol, the Eibush is angry at him. The Torah that I learned ba'af, ubitzar, when I learned with pain, when I had no cheshek. Ubisavol, when I learned with Savlonis, I didn't really want to do it. Pum dad tigers of Tamelach, Hisha Umdali. Because Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham mikol Adam, realized what day was Taka really Tayyid Ma'id. Which are the days that brought in the Atzlacha? It's Tayyid Shlomadati Ba'af, the Tsar, the Sevel. Those are the days. Those are really the days that bring the Atzlacha. The Rambam, the Sand, in Hukhis Talmud Torah, the Halacha, pastor like this Medrash, when he speaks about the different Kinyanei Torah, he speaks about that a person has to learn in base Medrash, a person has to learn with a coil, that those bring Hatzlach in Torah. He also quotes Medrash in Torah Gim Alach Yud Beis, a different Kinyan Torah of the Rambam, Av Chachmasi Omdali Chachme Shalamara Kiba'a. And this is again, this is the Yisoid, that Torah Mo'oi, those good days are really the days Shalamara Kiba'a. And by us, this is our fatal mistake. We have a bad day, and what's our first thing? Oh, I wish this day would go away. I hate it like I hate fire itself. And Avad, we have to try to avoid these days. But the mice, when the days do come, and we have no HRH today, and we have to realize that Chazal told us, these days are gold mines. These days are really days that are Toiv Ma'oiv. And I once said a machshava I had, after the Chofetz Chaim was nifted, which is Yedua, that all the Gedolim agreed that the Golden Hadar, the Manig Hadar, was the Chazanish. If you look in the Svarim, you see it's just amazing how one person could be Zeichus to such a Hekis in Torah, such a Havana Amuk in every Mitzvah of Torah. It's mind boggling that in every Mitzvah of Torah that nobody even entered the Chazanish, wrote Svarim on Eretz Yisrael and on Shvias and Shemitah. And he was zeicha to a southern Torah that was not in our Lekula days. The Rebbe said that he was zeicha to something for many, many days before his birth. What was the tzchus that the Chazanish had that made him the Chazanish? So I once saw a letter that I always felt that this is really what made the Chazanish the Chazanish. It's printed now recently in the Chela Gimel of the Kovit Tigeres, the Michtav Vav. He writes to somebody who wrote him a letter, and he writes, obviously he couldn't answer him back. He writes, "Ubin Rifion Habriyos, because of my Shvacha Gizunt, the Yisuri HaGuf, and also the different Yisurim, the physical pains that I have, Hatzmidim Etli Min Urai, that I have since I was a young child. And then he writes, V'chol mas ani ma'ayin. Whenever I learn Torah, any time I learn Torah, from when I was a child, Abayim azeh, hu b'hagbola ala yisurim. Is when I have to control myself, not feeling yisurim that I have, yisurim hatmidin etzli minu urei. So therefore, love the chazanish, loy b'chol shah ani ru'i la'ayin. I can't learn every hour, because not always do I have this yichayles to be mezgava on those yisurim. Umashin esasi v'nesati adachti, but I did talk to you, who mechasodav yisbarach. It's a special chaz by Hashem. You know what that means, Rabbi Say? We have a headache some days, and we find it impossible to learn. But you know what it means, a person that since he was a child, any bit of learning that he has, that he did, was v'adbola yisurim. Chazal say that makas ein l'shoyf is worse than misa. A constant pain is worse than even the misa itself. And Chazanish was made on himself that since he was a child, he learned misa yisurim. This I always believe this is what made the Chazanish the Chazanish. Because the Chazanish's life was a life of Torah Shlomarati Ba'ah. The Chazanish's life was a life of Toiv Ma'oid, of constant Yisurim, constant Nishyayim. And he was Zaycha that Torah Shlomarati Ba'ah, he Sha'omli, that made him the great Chazanish. By us, that would be a terrible day, a terrible life. But by the Eibishter, that was so chava by the Eibishter. That was the Torah that the Eibishter wanted so much. And so with them, he had that Gevaldigus, right, the Shmaya, that Gevaldigus chus to become the Chazanish. And I found a little while later in the same chalik, in a different letter, he writes to somebody who obviously, the Chazanish had a certain shock about something, and the Chazanish, the shock was a big chalik. And the person didn't know if he should accept it or not. So the Chazanish writes something, I think, which is mamish, a tanya de mesayeli, where you see that he himself, the Torah Devarav, with his grace and evas, he tells you why he became the Chazanish. This is the Mikhtav Samach Dalit. He writes back to the person, Ma'oit Kasha Ali Alai, he asked to be far from Hidasi. I can't tell you why I hold this way, why I postulate like this and this. But one thing I will tell you. And he says, Va'asha Ani Noisa Lepnei Amokim Heruim, Oilu Tmiyais, Oilu Chshadais, and Lamaisa, you have tzveikis on what I said. Abba Ma asked, what should I do with the Chazanish? I'll tell you why and with what I pass in this tzak. Ki ha'omo b'toyra, the harvanya in Torah, ha'niknis b'yisurim, shulay nitnu l'moysram u'l'ta'aram. When a person learns with yisurim that it's impossible to give over, it's impossible to describe, maknin l'baleyem dvorim yichodim. They give to the bailim special things, and with that I pass in their halacha. And now you don't understand it, but you should know I'm right. And here already he said that he goes even further in what his Yisurim was. It wasn't just Yisurim that he had Kol Yomov, but it was Yisurim that the Chazanish said about himself, Nitnu l'moysam u'l'tarim. You can't even describe the Yisurim that the Chazanish had Kol Yomov. And let me tell you something, it just gets you thinking in your mind. The Chazanish was known to be an Ish Emes. He was never Megazim, he never said a word, it wasn't Emes. And he writes about himself, that the Yisurim were not Stam Yisurim, but Nitnu l'moysam u'l'tarim. And I really believe this is really, he himself is saying, this is why he became the Chazanish. Because he had 11 of Torah Shlomarati Ba'af, and not Stam Anaf, but it's such an unusual af. And then he was Zaych HaTachi, the Yachiv Al B'Gadlus. And of course, that itself is a very big kalim for us. A person encounters his own Shveratachi, his Yisurim, that compared to such a Yisurim like this, is a galecht, is a joke. And what was his first reaction? Eberstein thought, I can't do it. It's too hard for me. And we don't realize that we're giving something from the Eberstein. We're giving a Torah Ma'oid. We've been giving an opportunity to be Tokayin Torah and a Shank to Eifen. How can we throw it away? How can we give it up because it's a little hard? But there's a different limud, maybe a more of an important limud. And maybe this is something that's the biggest Torah that have been Torah for the race. And maybe this is why we see that from B'nai Ali, it turns out people are Seroyu the Troya Leyen to say for Torah in this year. We see Gedolim, and we see the lives of Gedolim, and we see our Sod of Gedolim, and we see how much they were zoich in their life, and then we think, and what about me? They had the good life, they were so lucky, they had such a subject in Torah, they were zoich in such a doula, and what's with me? I have this problem, I have this chesed, I have this type, I have this yetzara. They were lucky, they had the good life, and what's going to be with me? And that is definitely the most fatal mistake that a person could ever make. We look at a gadol as if he was born a gadol, and kol yom he had a life of smooth sailing, and that's a terrible, terrible mistake. Because Chazal told us that's not shayach l'shem oifen. Because it's only Torah l'marati ba'af fisha amdali. How many of us till tonight wish we'd be like the Chazon Ish? Look what the Chazon Ish had. He sat and learned. Nobody bothered him. He sat in his corner. Did he ever realize that he had yisurim kol yom of shayin nitnu l'maisim u'l'tarim? Avad, we want to be like the Chazon Ish, but we know what the Chazon Ish went through in every day, or better yet, in every moment of his life, from his childhood till Seif Yamav, so that Yisurim, everything he went with Hagbalah Yisurim. That's our mistake. We look at a gadol, the final picture, what he was zoicha to, and we don't look how much he had, what he went through. The old Shvaita and all the Nisayinus that he went through, Tog Tegra, to make him that gadol. Yes, Rabbi, it's true. The Chazon Ish lived a good life. Not our sort of good life. Oh, but the good life that Chazal told us, Toiv Ma'oid, that was his good life. And that's why he was very attacked to be the Chazon Ish. We see the Ksaita Chayshin. Who doesn't want to be like the Ksaita Chayshin? There was those Svarim, Shef Shmaita, Avni Lurim. The Ksaita Chayshin said about himself, why was he very the right Svarim? Because he lived with such dach and such aneas that he couldn't write his safety even. Because when he wrote his safety with the ink used to freeze. So he had to write all his Svarim under a cover to keep the ink warm from freezing. So the sort of says, Chayshin said, because I had to have such Yisurim, I was able to write a Ksaita Chayshin. We see in Ksaita Chayshin, oh, I would love to write such a safer. And then when the first Shvaita comes along, we're not cut out, we're not mistaken for it. Look, the Ksaita Chayshin wrote the Svarim, and I'm trying, it's not going. But we're missing that Nakuda to realize that when there are Shvaita, instead of running away, run to greet it, run to realize that that's really the Toiv Ma'oid that Chazal spoke about. And every day when you come to Seder and you don't have the chesed that you want to have, or you have kiddush and Yenim is chavin better and Yenim is doing better, that's a gelegenheit. That's a Ma'oidic gold mine of Shiaita D'Shemaya to be zoicha to. Because Chazal said Toiv Echad B'Tzahar, it's a Metziah. And Chazal said L'Fum Tzahar Agra, so it's not Sam Gizot, but it's Kodesh Kodashim. That every time a person has no chesed and he changes the chon, that's really the ikka hatzlochem in the Torah. Those are really the days that we're going to look back one day, oi, those days were toiv ma'oid. And it's the same thing in all matzavim. In every type, in every mitzvah, in every davar type we have to do. There are some people that have no problem getting up for shachar. And that's wonderful. You know what's better than that? You know what's even better than that? It's the next fellow who can get up with Shemayim from Pesachos. But he does it anyhow. He does it anyhow because it's right. And he has to schlep himself out of bed with the grass to Kaychus. He's not good, Rabbi says. That's Toiv Ma'oid. That's Toiv Ma'oid. And that person is Zoycha to 100 times more than his Chava. And we, Fadre the Yates, is so crumb. The other person has it so easy. And he does it. And I can't do it, I'm Potter. Never did this. Chazal was talking to you and he said, "There, Toiv Ma'oid." Oh, that is hard. And I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not doubting it. But is it hard to do something which is Toiv Ma'oid? I once told a story. Somebody was looking for a treasure. And he's digging all over and he's working for weeks. And he finally comes to an area and he starts hitting with the shovel and it's just too hard to move right there. He's banging and banging and banging and the shovel is bending. So what does he do? It's too hard. I have to go to a different place to look. But you know what he was banging on everybody's side? You know what he was hitting that was so hard? He was hitting the treasure. He was hitting the treasure that he was looking for all those weeks. And that's why he couldn't go right, because he found it already. We have a hard time getting up to shachar. So what do we say? It's too hard. Never do this. You're hitting the treasure. You're hitting Gufa, what Chazal said is Toiv Ma'oid. And you run away from it. Don't be jealous of your chavah who has an easy time. realize you have a different Gelegenheit. You have a Gelegenheit that Chazal Mastichas Lefum Tzara Agra. That's really what it's all about. And Taka maybe it's harder. But the Tzara is this Chiz. The Tzara is a lot bigger. I once said the Pshat, maybe not Pshat in the Rambam, but in the Chesuvah when he talks about Averis and Mitzvah and how it's balanced in Shemayim, so the Rambam says, the Shikul is there. The judging of Mitzvah versus Averis. Einam Lafi Minyan HaSchuyas HaHavayim. It's not, they don't judge 10 Mitzvahs and 10 Averis. Elafi Goydlam. It's how big each Mitzvah is. Yes, Chus, you can add Kama Avayim. And therefore, one Chus outweighs many Averis. What's Pshat Lafi Goydlam? Is there a Mitzvah that's a big Mitzvah? Is there a small Mitzvah? We know each Mitzvah is Chasid. I think the Rambam is telling us it's not the mitzvah that's bigger, but it's how hard it is to do that mitzvah. And I'm asking every person here, when a person has a mitzvah to do, and in his situation it's hard, that's a mitzvah gedolah. And that's what the Rambam is talking about. The shigul in Shemayim is not mitzvah aveir. Because some person, if you had a diabetic kishachit, he's okay. But to the next fellow, that's toiv ma'oid. That's what the Rambam means, is a mitzvah gedolah. And that's our mistake. We see the Shver Titan, but we don't see the treasures lying under that Shver Titan. We don't realize that that's what the Abbas is waiting for. That that's really Tav Moed. And it's not a Chiddush, the Rambam Chiddush, it's a Mishnah. It's an application of the Mishnah Lefum Tzara Agra. And this is Bemis in every Masjid, in every situation, in every Nisayin a person finds himself. Remember what I tell you. It's not a kunst to be a malach. It's a kunst to be a pashut person and live like a malach. Living like a malach is our job in this world. Being malachim is not for us. And I can't begin to tell you how many times I hear this story from Bnei Aliyah, from people mevakshei Hashem, and they really have a sheiva, they really have the rasim, and they have a certain chesed. It could be in tefillah, or could be in prayer, could be in tikkun amidus. And they know how important it is. And you know what happens? They think to themselves, you know, I tried, and it's not going. If only I could be like Rav Moshe Feinstein. Look at his leaders, Givaldik. If only I could be like Rav Moshe, that would be Gilep. I would be like Rav Zalman Auerbach, Givaldik and leaders. That's what I want to be, but in my mouth, if I try, and I really mean it, and they really do mean it, Rabbi, so they really, really mean it. But they feel that their situation, they have chunas hanefesh, they have an atiyah for kas, they have an atiyah for mizus yoyis. That's this mistake. That's this fatal mistake that happens over and over in all different matzavim. They don't realize that there's nobody's zeichu to anything from this. Nobody's a malach. The kunz should live like a malach. Now I want to tell you something that might sound like a chiddush awesome. You might not even believe it. You might think I'm saying something you should not right to say. But it's my it was something that was said this Me'amba Eda in front of a few thousand people. And it was something that is emes l'amita. After Moshe was nifta, I don't know if you ever knew what was there, but they had a hesed in Tres Shulayim for Moshe. One of the Rabbanim from an old Rav from the east side who was a friend of Moshe, a contemporary, he said the biggest mitzvah Rav Moshe ever did, and I think that was the best hesed ever said Rav Moshe. You know what he said? He said he heard from Rav Moshe personally that Rav Moshe said he had terrible midah sarkas, and his lashon, I remember Adi Yemazer Yechadahat Akeva to Tzuraisin mentioned. That was his lashon. To Tzuraisin mentioned to give apart people. That was Rav Moshe. That's the way Rav Moshe was born. And you know what happened to Rav Moshe? You know what the Moshe's life was? A life of living with a tchuna of Tzuraisin mention. You know what happened at the end of his life? The Moshe had to have a pacemaker put in. So he asked his Adam, you know, everything happens with a chesed. Why do I deserve this bit of Yisurim? And he told his Adam of Dabba Pella. He was Mephashbe to Maisav, and he thought back that Kol Yomav, I repeat, Kol Yomav, he never hurt a person's feelings. He never hurt a person's feelings. So he wonders why he has to go through this bit of Yisurim. And then he remembered that when he was a child in the cheder, he knew better than the next bacha, and he was very happy inside. So maybe it was that gaiva. I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael. I ask you, isn't that a Moshe? A person with a kuna to Tzadayisim mentioned, and he lived a whole living of never hurting a person's feelings. We want to be like Rav Moshe, but do we know what Rav Moshe went through to become that Rav Moshe? Do we know the struggles and the difficulties and the strainers to live a life with a tchuna to Tzadayisim mentioned and ending up with a life never hurting somebody's feelings? That's the fatal mistake we make over and over again. A dar of Bnei Aliyah and a Chanami. And we look up to Gedolim and that's a Merdik Ezach. But we look only at the Seif Zavah. We look only at the Hatzlach at the end. But we realize all the struggles and all the Shveratayim and all the difficulties that went into make Gedolim. That's our mistake. That's our problem. And this is fact. This is a Zach that is 100% Emes Lamitay. And I heard from a Gaudim Gaudim that he went twice. Who was close to Rav Moshe, twice he saw Rav Moshe getting angry on a Zach that he had to get angry, on a Zach that his Torah told him to get angry, and his God said he never saw such a cock in his life. Twice that Rav Moshe had to get angry, and he never saw such an intense cock in his whole life. You know what that teaches us? That teaches us that a person could do the greatest things if only he has the Ratzon. A person could live 11 of Tzadayisim mentioned Mitzarech or Tchuna, and he could live to say Yomav and say he never hurt a person's feelings. The Pasuk in Mishlei says Sheva Yibol Tzadik V'kam. I saw a footnote in a letter, in a beautiful letter in his say from the Geras and Mikhtav Kuf Chav Ches. He says people look at that and they think, what does the Pasuk mean? That even if a Tzadik falls, but he'll get up and become a Tzadik. Dr. Putin, that's a mistake. The Pasuk is telling us a Yisoid. How does a person become a Tzadik? It's only if Sheva Yipol Tzadik. If he has all those restraints, all those difficulties, and then yet he still holds Tzadik, that's the Derech L'Aliyah. To go to an restraint, to go to Shvetayim, and still hold on Tzadik, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. In other words, you know what that means? A person sees something that gets him really, really angry. And he's cocking inside of him. And he's so burning up angry. And he thinks to himself, Gevalt, what's wrong with me? The other fellow next to me also saw that thing, and he doesn't get so angry. And look at me, I'm such an umlo. I'm such a nebuchal. I have such an etriya of kas inside of me. What's going to be with me? What's going to be? Look at me. And every little thing got angry. But you know what that mistake is? Because he forgot what the definition of Tayyum Ma'id is. That every time a person has a kachadik in his soyin, and he's Amid Ben Israel, then by the Abishal from Sa'ar Agra, that's really Tayyum Ma'id. And that's the mistake so many people make. They have certain goals, and in the Ma'id they see, I have this Nasiya, and I have this Zach, and it bothers them. They think, no, so I'm not a cut out for that God, look at him, and look at his meters. Because they realize that God, Yitzchak, had a much bigger cast, and a much bigger Midas right, and in spite of all that, he became that big God. Or maybe better yet, because not in spite of it, but because of that. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shevo, Yipo, Tzadik, Yitzchak, that's the way to do it. To have those Midas right, but never to give in to them, never to let them go, to hold on Tzadik, and to work on those Midas. And this is a mistake that we pay so dearly for. We have she'ifas, we have the shi'at yisir, and we have the sinus, and the first shi'at we give up. We're not cut out for it. So in the Zalman Reibach, you think of his name, you think about what? The Midas. Besides his Galus and Torah, the Midas. His Rav Lachaveh was in the Shaya. This week I picked up a book written about him. And I posted the page they opened up to, he said about himself that after young Bacha, he had no good will for any person. His Savlonit was the Kerlach. He couldn't look at people. And he worked on himself. A Moises. A Mamish a Moises. A person, you look at the slave Zava, and you look at him as tears. And it's not a Kasha. Because that's Tayyid Ma'oid. Tayyid Elisha Ma'arati Ba'af is in every Mida. But if with all the Nasiyas, if a person works on himself, that's really by the Eivishter. That's really Tayyid by the Eivishter. The Medrash in Shmoyis. There's no person alive doesn't have an Nisayon. And I always wondered, is that truth? Today we don't live during World War II, we don't have gas chambers, we don't not living in the Inquisition, we don't have all these Adithas, the Shmadas. Do we have Nisainis today? Isn't everything going so good? But I think the Megs are running that Sasha. She'ein l'cha Adam she'ein oimid bin Nisyoinoi. Each person has his Nisayon, has his Nisayon, has his Shvetayon. And for some it's learning, for some it's getting up for Shachas, for some it's Midas, for some it's Kas. And I show you Adam, look at the men that realize that that's his Nisayon Nisayon. And that's where he's ready to go to. We have everything going good, we have one Zach with the Shvetayon, no, the Vayner Zay. Everything else is good. But you're missing out the point. Because that's what you're here on this world for. To be oimid in that Nisayon. A person who learns and has midos, but he's trapped in davening. So he makes the chesed, I have all this, and against one this, I don't have, so I live without it. But Ashrei Adam, he has to be oimed in his nisayon. What by him is a shevel yipol tzadik. And the emphasis is, in our own nisayon, in our own shverkeit, we have to feel something that's too hard. We have to feel that we can't give the chanetza. So what's the eitzah, Meister? What's the eitzah when we feel partially we can't do it? We can't control that time. We just can't do it. My dad, Baruch, told me he's a Tyson, then Tyson, then the Neisha Tyson. Well, we just can't do what we're supposed to do in that particular midah. Here's one answer, Chazal tell us. And maybe I can understand, maybe you can understand it, but throughout the Zayrus we saw the immediate of that answer. And that's what Chazal tells us, Habola Tayyim Nisayim Nisayim. The Enechanami, a person sometimes finds himself in a very square market. But if he really, really wants, if he really tries hard, then the Eidus Mashiach Habola Tayyim Nisayim Nisayim. We see a person that lived, the Baisa, think about it, he lived called Yomav Bahadbala Al Yisurim. He lived with Yisurim by Nitnu, the Moisam of the Tayyim. How do you do it? Is it fair to explain such a thing? I don't think so. But that's the Mardik Ibracha, what Chazal Mafirchas, of Habor L'Tayim and Messiah Noises. That Ein L'Chadav Ha'oim is a snare of them. We see a person who had leaders to Tzadayim mention. Mamish to Tzadayim mention. And at the end of their life he said, I never heard a person stealing. Can we explain that? Can we understand that? That's the Ibracha of Habor L'Tayim and Messiah Noises. Nobody in the world has ever put into a matzah that he can't be matzah in that matzah. Because like Chazal told us, and I mentioned this other years, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bar B'Chinyan B'Yosef. Nobody's giving a situation that he can't get out of it. Like some people it's harder, some people it's very hard. But Soif called Soif L'Maisa, every person can give the Chanesa. We have a Sefer Erech HaPayim, that wonderful Sefer about Tash. Look in that Dhamma to the Sefer. You know why he wrote that Sefer? He writes about himself, I had a chaos that destroyed my life and I couldn't control it. I decided I must get rid of this chaos somehow or the other. And he worked in it until he wrote a wonderful sefer called Erech HaPayim. That's Habor L'Tayim Nisayon Noisei. Nobody is ever given a situation that he can't work out of it. It's Hakim Yitz Avoyde, it's Hakim Yitz Amele Samo. But there's no such thing, we mentioned other years, Rayas, Ruiz, and Chazal, and that's Pashirazim. You see the Chofetz Chaim, right? Again, we love to be like the Chofetz Chaim. But do you know a little bit what went on in the Chofetz Chaim's life? When he was a young child, he was a yachim. His mother had no money to afford teaching in prayer. He got old, he was sick for a year, he couldn't learn. He made a siddur with a rich person, and the person lost all his money. And then after the chasen, he had no panasa. He lost a son that was a god of Israel. He lost an eidim of the god of Israel. When he wrote the Chofetz Chaim with the Mishnah Berurah, he lost an einikel who was a kala. And he was the Baruch and a sticker. You know what he said? He turned to Shema and said, Eitzahara, you know, do what you want, but you're not going to get me from stopping learning Torah. You're not going to stop me from learning Torah. You know why the Chofetz Chaim was Matzir? The Chofetz Chaim was an action. The Chofetz Chaim had all these problems, but he can't even list them, they're so long. But the Chofetz Chaim realized, if I have this situation, I have the Chofetz Chaim Matzir. That's what an action is. We have in our lives, we have our own little problem, Baruch Hashem, not in this Madrega. And we think, what's our mistake? Where does a person fall when he feels he can't do it anymore? He just can't, it's too hard. That's where the action comes in. And the action says to himself, if the Avis has put me here, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Bar B'Chinyan B'Yosef, and I zicha to get out of it, I zicha to work in it. Because for me, this is what Chazal calls Toy Ma'oid. A malach maybe learns Torah, I don't know. But a malach can't learn the Hagbalah al Yisurim. A malach doesn't get angry ever. But a malach doesn't have a need to sit the right and mention. That's what the Abishah told the malachim. You want to get the Torah? You want to be zoicha to the Torah? It's not like you saying kulchem kedoshim, that's the answer. What is the way to get the Torah? You have to have shirk, and you have to go through what the Mishnah Sharm calls the Olam HaNesoyim. You have to go through an etiyah for taz, and an etiyah for tina, and an etiyah for lashon hara, and an etiyah to battle, and the ayin of the Nesoyim. Because that's chayy by Shemayim. Because chayy v'echad b'tzah mayin shalay b'tzah. And that's what the Chazal is teaching us. Because of course, the Malach ha-makulchem kedoshim. But what is that worth? What is that? That's not the real Tayyib Moi. The Goyim says, he brings a Chazal, Kol Rega V'Rega Sh'adam Chaysav Tiv V'Olam Hazeh Zoycha La'or Hadonah She'en Kol Malach Ber Yochel Ahasik. What's that? I think that is possible. Because maybe a Malach doesn't talk, but a Malach doesn't have the Yitzhar to talk. And that's when a person then to them to say that Sha'arvot, and he keeps his mouth closed, that he's doing better than a malach. A malach is kulam kedoshim, but this person is living a life of closing his mouth, which is zichah more chasid, and that's why he's zeichet and more than malachim. Speaking to Bnei Aliyah is a big achrayis, but because a person is talking to people who know the right derech. But if there's one thing I could tell you, that you're the yisoid ha-yisoidis of all the yonim, and of yisoid in each person in his life, in oimet ben yisoid, in his matter, is to realize the action yatsriya. That the only and the most important midah that is really the yisoid ha-yisoidis is whatever matter you're in, remember you have the yicholos to be matsriyah. That nobody's in a situation that he can't really be matsriyah. And no matter how hard it is, it's enechanami. Look at it not as a difficult situation, look at it like Tayyib Ma'id. That enechanami is hard, but look at this firm. And a person should never chalila be miyayish. But he has to realize that the action that's there, that the real atzlacha is when you realize that I'm in a situation and as difficult as it is, but I have the refuah kaidim hamasa. The Yehudah says, Mashiach me ein hakadosh baruch hu bo b'tshunya. I will never give you a situation that's too hard. And this is a mistake many people make, that they're learning and they have years of learning. But when something, a difficult situation comes along, a person feels like he's nitcha, he has no shaykhus anymore. We look at Gedolim with such kinnah, and at the Gevalde Gezach, but look at the whole picture. Look what people went through, look at the difficulty, look at the shverkeit, look at how much tayyib ma'od you had to go through to get to that matzah. And every time a person holds himself back, in any appearance, that's another building block in the eventual haslach, in the eventual godless. Because a person is like a malach, that's no kun. When a person comes to something which is very, very hard, you have to realize you're hitting the treasure. That's why it's hard. It's not that you can't go viper. This is what you're looking for. And let me just see the sign with a beautiful medrash. The medrash is in Parashat Vayeshev, the famous medrash, when it speaks about Reuben, Reuben says, Yosef. So the medrash says, "Ilu yada Reuben, if Reuben would have known that the Torah would write about him, Vayishma Reuben, Vayatilei miyadam, he would have carried him on his shoulders." And the medrash goes weiter that if Aaron would have known what the chesed he did to Moshe, he would have done it much better. And if Boaz would have known the chesed he did to Ruth, he would have done it much better. Frederick Frederick, what's happening here? People, one after the other, Reuben makes a mistake, he doesn't realize. And then Aaron makes a mistake, he doesn't realize, and Ruth and Boaz makes a mistake, doesn't anybody realize what's putzach in the belt? One after the other, people don't realize what's going on here. Why is that? Why is it nobody realizes the godless of their situation? That's exactly the answer. If we were to realize that every situation is really a treasure, if we would realize the schar from every situation, every Nisrayim, it wouldn't be an Nisrayim. It wouldn't be difficult to dig for the treasure if you have the treasure. The problems of the tzaddik in Lebanon, or better yet, the bracha in Lebanon, is we don't realize that each situation is diamond. When it comes to Beis Medrash, we have the Yechesh to battle, we don't realize that the Abish is watching. And the Abish is saying, this person's in a master of Tayyib Ma'ayim. And Ilu Yad, if only he would know that, if only he would realize the Shas Maisa, what his learning is worth, he would never battle. If we would hear that, it wouldn't be Tayyib Ma'ayim. If we would hear that, don't say that word because that's what the Abish really hates, it wouldn't be an Nisayim. But our bracha, like a tzaddik, is we don't realize those things. and if we do it anyhow, that's really what the Eibster wants from us. B'nai Aliyah have to realize that in every situation they find themselves, there is the makam for Aliyah, there is the makam for Hatzlacha. Nobody was put in a situation that he can't kick out of it. But the problem is the Shasmais, we don't realize that. We don't realize that in every situation, as hard as it looks, we have the Eibster, we have the Maksa, the Fuwa Kedim HaMaksa. And that's the bracha of Apollo Tayyim Messiah, that nobody here realizes how big that Messiah could be. Hopefully, you'll get older, you'll see the bracha. But a Messiah means a person could learn Kol Yama Badbol Al Yisurim. Messiah means a person was cancer, life and mention will never hurt a person's feelings. And that gives us a definition of Bnei Aliyah. Bnei Aliyah are not born Malachim. Bnei Aliyah have to live like Malachim. And if we'll be Hagbolas Tayyah, if we'll realize that every situation we have the Derech Aliyah, there will be Zaycha to that Bracha Ad Belidai of Messiah Nisa.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.